Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Trinity Garlic.
And I'm Megan Cameron.
And today we're going to be talking about the concepts of American female leadership through history and modern times. The United States is comprised of 51% of females, which is in the majority. Ever since females have been coming out about sexual harassment for males, it has sprouted out social movements like Me Too and Time's Up. Currently, both men and women have been marching against oppression in Trump's inaugurations in places like New York, Philadelphia, and Washington.
Also, when it comes to efforts made in the past, females have shown their perseverance beginning in the 1920s during their fight for women's suffrage. Through the women were allowed to vote in 1920. This included women of any color, but African Americans were still not treated equally. A woman by the name of Mary McLeod Bethune always raised awareness and activism by raising money to pay poll taxes and teaching women how to pass their literacy test in order to vote.
The effort for women to be heard is still being paved today, though. During the Golden Globes, Oprah Winfrey expressed the importance for women to continue their demand for recognition, respect, and even support during her acceptance speech. While everyone's standing, she says, "They're the women whose names we'll never know. They are domestic workers and farm workers. They are working in factories and they work in restaurants and they're in academia, in engineering, in medicine, in science. They're part of the world of tech and politics and business. There are athletes in the Olympics and there are soldiers in the military." She also stated that time is up for women being silenced by men and that is now the perfect time to join forces. Not a lot of people realize this, but according to Oprah's statement, there are women who drive our work systems, clean our homes, and take care of our brothers and sisters. It's a shame that women aren't being recognized for the constant strenuous labor they have to implement in their day-to-day lives.
You're not wrong. Women have been unaccredited since the start of time and are still fighting for equal treatment. I believe that girls today are on their way to a different experience and upbringing. Girls are growing up in schools with guidelines on what to wear and how to act. They're involved in a world we've never seen before. Guidelines placed on men are not nearly as strict as they are on females, and men are often seen as power figures or heroes while women are still the ones falling behind. But there are a particular group of women who are fighting while being overlooked.
Actually, the fact that there are groups of men being involved in women leadership and empowerment is quite underrated. Activist and writer Rob Okun has been involved in pro-feminism for years and defines the term as follows. Being pro-feminist at the core means being informed by feminist analysis of society and challenging sexism and women's oppression. He also has started a magazine called Voicemail, which has documented the efforts of men trying to put forth the women's movement and women in general. He believes that young boys and men will join in substantial numbers to bring a halt to gender-based violence. It's quite funny how when you think of female empowerment, which is about inclusivity, you immediately exclude a man.
Well, the following person I'm about to mention could be one of the reasons why. Donald Trump has recently put out a statement about how feminism is never really about equality of the sexes. He stated it is a divisive movement that has little regard for men. Trump followed up on that statement by saying he was for everyone and had no discrimination towards women. I don't believe he would call himself a quote-unquote feminist to be perceived as someone for all people, but anyone who believes in equal rights for men and women would fall under that category. Our president may feel this way because throughout his life he wasn't educated on the roles women have in the workplace or at home.
In my opinion, I think we need a little support and education about gender roles in this country. Without citizens standing up for themselves and others, our future as a country couldn't be paved efficiently. In the story written by William Faulkner, A Rose for Emily, the main character, Emily Gerson, has suffered traumatic losses. Despite this, she refuses to pay taxes from the Board of Aldermen that were demanding it from her. This is shown in the following quote. "I have no taxes in Jefferson. Colonel Satoris explained it to me. Perhaps one of you can gain access to the city records and satisfy yourselves." In a way, this paints a picture of a woman sticking to her morals and not letting a man dictate what she does with her own money. Considering this occurred in the early 1900s, this type of behavior from a woman towards a man was extremely rare.
In the essay Resistance to Silver Government by Henry David Thoreau, he states, "If I devote myself to another pursuit and contemplation, I must first see, at least, that I do not pursue them sitting upon another man's shoulders. I must get off him first, and he may pursue his contemplations too." Thoreau always believed in the idea of uniqueness in every person and would want us to appreciate that regardless of gender. To this day, Henry David Thoreau wanted people to believe in themselves, which was something not many were doing during this time. Every person has the opportunity to be great, can continue to grow, and help change occur on their own. We have so much open to us and should continuously reach for it.
Considering the overwhelming support of female empowerment and leadership through research, it just comes as common sense to clearly support equal opportunities for both genders. If a female is expected to do a text, whether in school, work, or in a community, the male would most likely question why he isn't asked to do the same. No one likes to be left out of situations where they can put a hand in. It's just not the best feeling one could have. What are some things our audience could do to participate in this constantly evolving movement, Megan?
Our audience can become more involved and aware of the subject at hand. They could do further research and create a system of awareness. Our listeners could share the information that they've gained with friends as well as the internet. Empowerment for both genders is possible through these things and should be obtained. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye, everyone, and be sure that you hear from us very soon.